The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. All right, everyone, welcome back for another episode of the GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
That's right.
Damn it.
Disturbing.
All gooey, all the time.
All night.
All night.
Is that your tagline?
All gooey, all the time.
We're going with that.
Wow. Okay, new t-shirt design coming soon.
All gooey, all the time.
All night.
All night. That's it. All gooey, all night. There we go. Done.
We're done.
He slimed me.
He's... Oh fuck. All right. I'm just going to do this. We're going to get this out of the way before we get too off the rails. On this panel, we have to my right the purveyor of the Geek Show on the Influence Network, the host of Smack My Pitch Up and Booze Clues, and co-host on Deeply Upsetting, Mike the Hobbit Bickett.
Hi. That is me.
Hi, people.
Hey, hi.
Just be grateful he didn't do a shitty Italian accent. Jesus fucking Christ.
For a second, I thought he was going to do his best Casey Kasem.
Coming to the microphone is Mike the Hobbit Bickett. As you can hear him on Booze Clues, Stop. Deeply Upsetting, Smack My Pitch Up, and Geeks Under the Influence. Stay tuned for the top 100 songs that make you want to touch your dick.
Stop giving him ideas, Kyle. Yeah, that's enough of Smash.
This is what I do.
Just shut the fuck up.
Sorry, I take it back now.
Yeah.
Gooey Gaysom.
God damn it. Gooey Gaysom.
You could be like one of those voiceover people at an award show for porn. That would be fantastic. This is Gooey Gaysom.
No, just tell them it's Gooey Gaysom and don't explain it, all right?
Best double penetration is Bambi Carlisle coming up to us, accept her Lifetime Bambi Achievement Award.
The best,
she took two
the best DVDA shot is Chastity.
She took two in the ass. That's a feat. All right.
Knuckle deep?
No, ding-a-lings.
Speaking of ding-a-lings.
We're adults.
Speaking of ding-a-lings, we got my cohort in from the Mouths of Madness. Also, the co-host of Beautiful Disasters and a regular panelist on the main GUI network, we've got F.U. Hunter.
What's up, bitches?
That's right. Swing it, baby. Swing it.
That's another shirt that's just your face with sup, bitches underneath.
Yeah. Sup, bitches.
I give him shit every time for that, too.
Yeah, like, he does.
Just sup, bitches.
It tied in one time because we're talking about fucking Kruger. I was like, come on, he calls everybody bitches.
He does. And you're right. It's just bam. There you go.
Or any Rick and Morty episode you can think of with it. So
we're getting to Rick and Morty. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we've got next to his right. We have the purveyor of Smash Talk.
What's up?
The man who wants to break everything down to the cellular level.
Yes. How is everybody?
We got Kyle Smash.
I was thinking that I bet you if Mando were to fuck a girl, he would probably have a crotch piece that opens up, right? You know, because he's wearing a bunch of armor.
Wait, are you just starting like off the bat?
Is Tom Savini playing Mandalorian?
No, but this...
Okay, I'm just saying. No. Is that who we're going with here?
I'm not starting. This is just a thought in my head that I had to get out. Like, I bet you it smells like burnt cabbage. Like,
dude.
I was going
come
for
on.
How comes to Frogtown with that shit, man?
No, he went, he just got nasty.
Yeah.
Fucking burnt cabbage.
Nights. It holds in the moisture.
Yeah, it does.
Like, what is this like? Is this like there was a College Humor? It's like, it's marinating all day.
Yeah. Well, metal is not known for being a porous material.
He's like
so.
Sobbing. There's no baby powder in space.
What is Mando's sobbing? It's like, there's no baby powder in space.
No baby powder in space.
We did not need that.
You did not need that.
Stop, sir.
Now, before we continue, we also got to give it up for our host of GUI Nights, the one with the most moisture-regulated cock of the entire panel.
What?
Is that how we rank each other?
Yes, that's how we rank each other.
You are a winner.
Your cock is the most regulated. Your moisture is properly regulated on your dick.
Yes.
It is.
We're talking about the sexual chocolate, Mr. Lowdown Brown MacGyver.
What's up, everybody? And Hobbit is right because I use monkey butt, and that shit keeps that shit dry.
Monkey butt is solid.
Your balls stay at a consistent 98.6 degrees.
It is solid after in big clumps after I have worn it for like 8 to 10 hours, and I may overuse it.
Maybe. Maybe a little
bit. It was just the word clumps.
How much are you worried about the moisture down there, Hobbit? It seems like a lot.
It's like a container a day, right? Is that what you're supposed to use?
No.
Is that not?
No.
Y'all motherfuckers need baby powder.
No. Baby powder sucks.
Well, comparatively, yes.
Baby powder what? Sucks.
I'm a gold bond man myself.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, we got standards up in here.
Yeah. I'm a monkey butt man myself. I will rock this shit to the day I die.
We're putting that on YouTube soon. I'm a monkey butt man.
I like that hairy ass.
I'm actually surprised that the way that Star Wars does its branding, that there isn't already some like Mandalorian brand like baby powder.
Body powder.
Keep it fresh.
Because think about it, man. Like you see him take off the fucking helmet once. Because he wants to eat, and then you see it again when you know he realizes it's a droid and not a human. He can take his helmet off and that was the last episode. Other than that, that motherfucker's wearing that hard ass fucking steel metal fucking
running around everywhere,
dude.
When he takes the helmet off and you see his face, he's sweaty. Like he's not. It's not air conditioned. It's not like a cosplay costume where there's fans everywhere. Like he is warm.
He's
sweating. Central his air. Ass
like
off,
that helmet may have Bluetooth, but it does not have a fan in it. So
may have Bluetooth. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because there's no way he could be as effective as he is if he's got sweat in his fucking eyes. It's not possible. You can't walk down the street on a hot summer day with sweat pouring.
Well,
in your
didn't
eyes.
See is he wears a do-rag. It just came off when he pulled the helmet off.
He's got a do-rag. He's a home slice.
He's got like the Mandalorian, the skull bandana that he has tied around his head.
I want a Springsteen bandana. Like that's
like
that
would be like he's a chef in Richmond in July.
You can't be on Tatooine and using that fucking badass rifle he's got. In like episode 2, shooting Jawas, because we did see a Jawa disintegrate, which was pretty fucking awesome.
Yep.
And have sweat
you
in your eyes.
Hate
okay.
Jawas so much.
Dude, they're fucking annoying. They're like the seagulls of the Star Wars universe, man.
Stop it now.
They are the seagulls of the Star Wars universe.
Scavenger assholes.
So if you feed Alka Seltzers to a Jawa, do they explode?
More curious, what end do they explode out of?
I think just in general.
Yeah.
Are they airborne?
So hold on.
Their little cloak go poof.
No, Hobbit's on the point because when that actually happens, not that I know, but when it actually happens, they kind of just poof.
Yeah,
and
Freudian,
then they fall down dead.
They just fall down.
There's no like giant explosion. It's like a and then they poof.
That's weird that you would have that knowledge without.
I know, dude. Yeah. Hey, grew up in anywhere. Jersey near the beach, man. Lots of seagulls. People do fucked up shit. I'm just
not you.
Seagulls a code name or for something?
I think a seagull is
what
they,
for old guys that hang out by the pier.
I think that's what they call people that sneak Viagra across the Canadian border. What do they call? They call them coyotes in Mexico, but they're seagulls from Canada.
Seagulls coming through.
Yeah,
there's seagulls in the north. Yeah, there you go.
They're just passing.
No, you mean mule.
Yeah, they're just muling people from the States to Canada for free medical care. They're called seagulls.
Jesus Christ.
So
yeah,
a penny you're selling.
Whoa. Hey.
Yeah, that is one thing that just doesn't really come across in any of the Star Wars stuff about, like...
medicine?
Well, peeing and, like, pooping. Like, a lot of this stuff...
Yeah, you don't have, like, the Mandalorian dropping a deuce at one point.
Vader, like, you know... pray I don't alter it further. I've got to take a shit. And then there's like 45 minutes of him pulling down his pants.
In Empire, like, they straight up, that could be a toilet. When he turns around,
that's
hatch
true.
Up, he'd be like, give me another 2 minutes, all right? Like, he
no, that looks like
shit.
That's more than a toilet. That's not even a fucking a bidet, that's like full colonic that he's getting. That's why he only shits like once a week.
Because with all that she's wearing, it's got to take him like 10 minutes just to get everything off and even drop a deuce.
This dude is half robot. He eats applesauce. Like, he does not eat real. He's not
RoboCop.
He shits real soft.
He's like, this cake is yummy. Wait, no, like,
he's just, I just said it's like RoboCop.
When you say, yeah, I just see like baby food, Vader eating baby food. Like, this is the only way I can eat. Fuck off.
But wait, wait. You don't even, you don't.
I hate the carrots one. Yeah. Can I have the peach one?
I want apple.
Especially in the originals, you don't see anybody fucking barely eating or drinking.
No, Yoda is
a little bit.
Yoda's stoned and hungry. Like, dude, he's eating hot dogs. He's eating all sorts of shit.
Yoda's like, you're green, I'm green. Let's make this shit happen. Like, like, he's high as fuck.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna eat all your shit, Luke. Yeah. You're my little fucking baby. I'm not worried about you. Where are your hot dogs? I know everybody travels with hot dogs when they're
space
camping.
Hot dogs.
Space hot dogs.
Space hot dogs. Mm-hmm. God damn.
Is it made out of those like little rats from Jabba the Hutt's place?
Like, they have a nice dining setup on Cloud City, and they don't fucking eat. They don't eat. He just stops a fucking bolt with his hand.
But then he says to sit down. So how did that whole thing go down? Did they actually eat? Because he has him go in there.
Also, imagine if it was taking longer than expected and Vader's just waiting for his big reveal. And he's just sitting in there for like 3 hours.
You get excited. Like, it's like, he sees the door open and he jumps up and he's like, me. And then it's like a stormtrooper, like, get the fuck out. I've got a big reveal to happen.
He's looking out the window. He's like, I think that's that's not them. As this ship is going by.
My force is off. Yes.
Can we get like the outtakes for like, you know, Darth Vader, James Earl Jones? Is like, nope, that's not them.
It's like kids waiting by the window, waiting for their dad to pick them up for the weekend. It's like, wait, is that not. Hey, I was that kid. So
I think we were all that kid.
3 hours later, it's like, maybe he's not coming. Oh, there he is. Oh, he's drunk again.
Yeah. Oh God, he looks like he wants to be
too real.
Yeah.
Jesus pull it back. Christ.
Don't beat me. No, I'm sorry.
Don't cut my hand off.
Yeah. don't freeze me in carbonite. I swear to God, I'll never spill the milk again.
No joke, and this is 100% real. There was one time that it was like 2 hours late, and I was looking out the window still waiting and watched my cat get hit by a car.
Holy
which
shit.
Which is like the ultimate fuck you, kid.
GUI.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. That fucking happened.
Holy
yes. I was
shit.
waiting to for my dad that didn't show up at all.
Damn.
It was
holy
like 2 hours past when he was supposed to pick me up, and I'm standing out there waiting and see my kid, my kitten or cat walk across the street and get fucking hit by a car and died.
Dude, sad face emoticon. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, that's rough, man.
I know GUI goes off the rails, but this turned into kind of a therapy session. Sort.
One day,
point to where GUI Nice hurt you, right?
Yeah, right.
Holy shit!
There, that's where.
Right in the emotional butthole.
I let it go there. I'm sorry, everyone. Everyone, take a breath before we get back to
this. Is what alcohol
does. Does
anybody
have any other stories of their pets being murdered in front of them?
No, okay. No, that's not happening.
There was
this
one
time
I was curious.
Shut the fuck up, Ollie is.
Goddamn, Hobbit had the same idea at the same time.
Ollie is. Shut up. Jesus Christ.
Actually, did see another one of my cats.
You know what? Maybe you should own cats.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say this, but if you keep witnessing your cats being murdered, I think cat ownership is out of your hands. Right?
You notice I don't own cats now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And used
and no
don't
cats.
Anymore.
How fucked
sentence.
Up would it be if you were like
just
a big...
a shitty cat owner.
I just stopped reloading them. I just ran through the cycle like rounds in a chamber. And
you
like, when I ran
out in the middle of the road.
What if you lived next to somebody you couldn't stand who was totally into cats? They fucking lost their cat that you knew was a shithead because it constantly came over and fucked with you. Then you gave them a DVD of Cats or a Blu-ray.
I can't go back to talking about the movie Cats again.
Oh, no.
What are you doing, dude?
I
seriously?
Left that part of my life behind
me. I wanted
me.
To disturb him because his fucking review
you're
of it
disturbing
was
disturbing everybody. No one wants to know about cats.
That's what GUI Nights is for, isn't it? Disturbing everybody?
I would much rather talk about Mandalorian shriveled up, like, wet, like... like nasty stinky balls. That's
it's so clumpy.
Oh.
Could you imagine if like what everybody wanted, where like Cara Dune and him were just like, you know what, fuck it, friends can fuck sometimes, and they just like get rowdy with it, and she pulls off the dick plate, and it's just this like shriveled fucking like nasty stinky yeah. mass. He's like unshaved, like not cleaning up down there. He's like, well, it's been a while, I haven't, you know.
He tried to George Costanza and he's like, we're in the fucking desert.
It's like a fried turtle.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it goes back into his armor, like the IG unit's self-destruct bomb goes back into his chest. It's boop, like back in
like an no. overcooked chicken breast. It's just nasty.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, GUI Knights.
I can't with you fucks. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh.
So we've talked about murder cats.
Dude, it's been
what else have we got?
Absentee fathers. Yes. Yeah.
Wait. Session. I have a really important question. Do you think he manscapes or just says fuck it?
He mandoscapes.
Oh, there you go. No, yeah. I was totally waiting for somebody to take that. Thank you.
No, it's Endor Forest in there, all right?
He probably says fuck it, because he ain't digging in that shit. It's like the fucking rainforest.
What if he's like Robin Williams Harry?
Oh,
like,
dude.
He like takes off the armor and it's just like a fucking ape body.
There's a line, motherfucker, okay? There is a line.
That reminds me of that movie Waiting, where at the end
Shut
of it...
Shut your face.
The really bitchy girl gets up and she fucking pulls something from her pubic hair. Oh, God. That was disgusting, but it was fun.
That wasn't at the end. That was in the middle.
Oh, whatever. And they were having a party. She was drunk.
Ryan Reynolds was like, it's so angry.
I think she
it's
pulled so a mint.
Angry. It's so angry.
She pulled a mint from there.
Yeah.
It was, that was
ending,
risky.
The very ending was the dude pulling the, what was that trick?
The brain.
Did? The brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Where it's the nut.
He got everyone.
Up. Yeah. Because Dane Cook did it earlier. So everyone who has ever seen Waiting has seen Dane Cook's balls. Feel good about that. Yeah. Okay.
The comic genius Dane Cook in his ball.
Why was he ever famous? Why?
Waiting.
Well, no. Before that, college.
Well, see, he took a bunch of Louis C.K. jokes and then told them. And then,
but he told them like famous. Hopped on coke.
Which, if any, is all right, anybody I'll give you one of those. The Louis show
that was amazing.
Yes.
They addressed that, and I was like, this is. Amazing.
Oh, when he calls Dane Cook and apologizes for like using his fucking jokes.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, wait, hold on. Louis C.K. is calling Dane Cook apologizing
for using
Dane Cook's jokes. That's fucked up, man.
I don't know how many of y'all have actually watched that much of that show.
Oh, Louis? I watched a lot of that.
The episode with Robin Williams, when they go to the strip club, their old manager passed away. And they go to the strip club, and all the strippers are dancing, and then they tell somebody that he passed away, and then all the strippers start crying, and it's the most depressing strip club ever. Is one of my favorite fucking scenes from that show.
He broke the strip club.
Yeah. Like, I think they're playing like some generic 80s band, and none of the dancers
are dancing.
It's probably
Cherry Pie.
Yeah,
it's probably
whatever it was.
Cherry Pie.
Or Sister Christian. I think it was like something like that.
Sister Christian.
Motor in. Yeah. But literally you see all these strippers
What's
just crying.
What's your price for flight?
This is really going dark.
GUI karaoke.
No, you've got two hosts that give no fucks when it comes to 80s fucking nostalgia. That's what that is.
Oh, no, I always love some Sister Christian, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Fucking Boogie Nights?
Yeah. Because, you know, not only do you have Marky Mark, you have
William C. Riley.
John C. Riley.
Yeah.
Two songs from that are Sister Christian and Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
You've got a coked out Doc Ock. Who's like, this fucking song, you gotta hear it, and starts jamming out Jesse's Girl, and then there's a fucking shootout.
Yep. And guess what became a number one hit? Fucking Jesse's Girl.
That's right.
I think that became a hit long before that.
I'm trying to think, just to pull it back in sort of, that it, much like...
Where were we going?
Much like Titan A.E., where they use a soundtrack of rock bands and
you
stuff.
You just swear my pitch up. Pull in? Is that what
Why?
You
no, no. I'm
Why
just saying,
you...
if you were to like,
can you, do you
if
call
you were
Lilt,
to
Lit a rock band?
If you were to use rock band music for The Mandalorian instead of the super, super sweet soundtrack that I had of that, like boom, wee, 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 wee.
Oh, I've got
you mean, wee, 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 the Western music wee, that they completely
band.
Stole.
The Western music. Exactly.
I got a perfect band I put in there. Fucking Clutch. I throw clutch.
Clutch.
In there.
Oh, especially like when he's on the ship, especially. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. You just, once more into the breach plan. Is
no,
just fucking...
no. So when like he's like in the shootout before like they escape, if you just have like quick death in Texas plan, dude.
There's so many dude, clutch songs you can throw in
so
there.
So badass.
Seriously.
So badass.
But that's my go-to would be just throw in some clutch and just let him do his shit.
Well, a certain era of clutch.
Yes, yes.
Not OG clutch, but like newer clutch.
A little hardcore.
OG clutch, impetus would not work well. Well, I mean, maybe it would.
You could put impetus. There's the fucking shootout. You could throw that shit in. It'd work.
Yeah. I kind of want to see when IG-11 is on the speeder bike with Baby Yoda in a little pouch in front of him. And he's just plugging stormtroopers left and right, riding dirty, playing as he's just
nice.
Tearing through.
Yes.
They see me rolling, they hating. Pew, pew, pew.
I think the Weird Al Yankovic version would
dirty.
Be better.
They see me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty.
Pew, pew, pew. If one of our listeners can make that happen, I would appreciate it.
Please, can we get a video over that shit? That'd be awesome. Because there's tons of video clip with him riding with Baby Yoda. And that would be amazing.
When Cara Dune gets on top of the bar with her machine gun and it's kind of hot, her just plugging through the fucking window.
Why did you say kind of hot?
Okay, it's fucking hot.
Yeah, all right. Like, can I reveal that?
Can I reveal that it's fucking hot?
Yeah. Titties and machine guns. All right, come on.
Bikini Girls with Machine Guns by the Cramps plays.
Yes. Whoa. What? Hold on. My brain has been blown a little bit. What the fuck? I didn't even think about that.
That'd be fucking perfect.
Oh my God.
You could do Motorhead's God Was Never on Your Side. That's always a cool song.
It is. He's also, everyone, he's a Supernatural fan, so.
Still a great.
that was played on
you
Supernatural.
You reacted like he was a special D. It's like, guys, just so you know, he's a Supernatural fan. It's allowed.
I am a Supernatural fan as well, like, but I wouldn't bring out
look,
that song.
He did a good job.
We've gone off the rails.
Supernatural fan.
I don't give a fuck about continuity at this point.
No, there's no rails in GY Nights. Where we're going, we don't need rails.
Oh Jesus
shut the
fuck
Christ.
Up. Jesus Christ.
Fucking hot.
Back
it.
Into the dead jokes.
I missed your dad jokes,
right,
buddy.
Yeah. All right. Jesus.
So everybody, listen. I don't.
Yeah, we can.
Did you just blink at us?
No, it was a thing we do.
Yeah,
it's fine. So, wait a minute.
Well, at least your hands are above the table this time.
You're on whatever fuck time you're on. Crazy man time. We're on time. All right, we're
what
good.
Are you talking about?
This motherfucker was on like some random ass time frame with Supernatural.
When did you get hammered?
I think when like I realized that he was on Supernatural time.
Oh my God.
And
I do appreciate watching Lowdown this fucked up. Yeah, it's such a rare thing because he'll usually be stern. Like,
I'm
kind of fucked up. I'm just informing y'all. But now he's
here,
fucking.
You've got a time and you've got a time. You're cool, but you've got a time.
We're just all out of time.
You just opened us. Time. You've got time. You've got time.
I think,
you've got time.
I think Smash fucked me up with his Supernatural shit.
Don't blame me. I didn't make you drunk.
No, you didn't. But you did make me fucked up when you started bringing on Supernatural timelines with shit.
I do what I do.
All right.
All right, fuck off.
Jesus
Christ. You gotta fuck me up, man.
GY Nights.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. My balls hurt.
That's not us.
And that's not part of laughing, us. Dude. I don't know
and
why
not
you're
just,
laughing.
Not just because of your dick.
I'm sorry. Plate. That was subconscious and Freudian.
Take your hands off your balls when you're laughing.
I go with definitely Freudian.
I never take my hands off my balls when I'm recording. You know this.
They're not on your balls
makes
right
you
now.
Very awkward most of the time.
They're not on your balls right now.
They could be.
There you go.
Does that turn you on?
No, I just want
continuity. You see them squeezing. They're hurting.
And we're back.
Kyle Smash is balling dirty. I'm going to see him balling dirty. You can see him balling dirty.
I'm definitely balling dirty.
Right. Holy shit.
I somehow thought with the four of us this would happen.
I got. I got to go home in sleepy time.
Yeah. I think that's it. I'm sorry.
Jesus
every
Christ.
Last one of you. that are listening to this, I truly am sorry.
I love when you end a podcast by apologizing. It really
What else am I supposed to do?
I'm sorry you listened to us.
This is a giant tire fire. I don't know what else to do.
We want to issue a formal apology to everyone that has wasted their time listening to us.
We'll send out a Facebook memo later this evening.
So
on our official like GUI ledger paper
apologize page, we apologize.
So thank you. This is it'll get better than this. This is only the second episode of the year.
Stop apologizing.
People are listening. Like, I mean, I liked it, but I guess this sucks. So I'm gonna stop listening.
He's apologizing. I guess I'm not supposed
to like
this.
Don't ever apologize.
Never apologize. All right. All right, fuckers, if you didn't like
Never
it, tough
surrender.
Shit. If, yeah. if you didn't like it, tough shit, get ready for more of this shit.
There
we
go.
We're
in
for
your
it.
Ear. That's right.
Yeah.
You go fuck don't go fuck yourself.
I just dry fucked your eardrum. Did you like it? Did you feel that? That's a big, giant, mulatto cock in your ear. So.
I'm going to scared turtle you so good.
He went from apologizing to like, I'm raping your ear, all right?
There's a happy medium.
I don't know about this thing.
Your ear got biscottied, fool.
Okay, we've got to stop. We just got to get off the fucking mic.
All right, guys. Take us out. This was it. This is another episode of GeoNights. Thank you for joining us. Hope we didn't, scare you away. But, we're done. We used you up. I don't have money for a cab. I'm sorry. You can walk home. Whatever. Good night. Go home.
GUI Night. GUIPodcast.com.
We are back for 2020's GalaxyCon happening February 28th through March 1st in the Richmond Convention Center. And we've got six panels for you this time. We had five last time. We've got six for you this time. Five live recorded podcasts and a Adventures in Podcasting panel as well. The schedule goes February 28th from 5 to 5:50, we've got the Geeks Under the Influence panel. 6 to 7 on Friday is Smack My Pitch Up. Saturday from 4 to 4:50 is Geek Father. And 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. is Beautiful Disasters. That's going to be both showing a main feature film and then discussing it afterwards. They're going to be showing Space Truckers and then showing both Space Truckers segments while talking about it, and also segments of other films featuring celebrities that are at GalaxyCon. Then Sunday from 4 to 4:50 is Adventures in Podcasting, where you can hear stories about our times with Geeks Under the Influence doing podcasting, stories from other conventions, stories from recording, and insights, information, helpful clues if you are interested in getting into podcasting yourself. Then one of our newest shows, 5:45 to 6:45, is From the Mouths of Madness with my co-host from GUI, Lowdown Brown, and Fuck You Hunter, as they discuss the favorite kills from horror movies, I believe, is their subject matter. So come out to the GalaxyCon and the Richmond Convention Center, February 28th to March 1st, and enjoy some Geeks Under the Influence live. It's free with paid admission. Find more information at GUIPodcast.com or any of our social medias. We will see you there. Don't forget to join us this Sunday in the Dark Room, 2818 West Broad Street on the second floor for Booze Clues' one-year anniversary. We've been doing Booze Clues live in the Dark Room for a year now, so come out and enjoy our one-year anniversary with spirited headlines from around the world. Doors are at 7:30 and show starts at 8 o'clock sharp. Let's get sleuth-faced.